It's Saturday afternoon at the Masters competition, and I can't believe the eye candy. At first, I feel a little bit weird about the primal thoughts that I'm having. Then I realize that they're kind of like breathing, controlled subconsciously. So I decide to go with it. And when I hit the stands and sit down with a group of ladies in their 20s, I discover that I'm not alone.
There's some good-looking old dudes here. They look like they're in their 30s, or even 20s, some of them.
They're strong, too. Holy smokes.
I'm here for the view. Everyone's looking for a silver fox sometime in their life, right? These men look pretty good for their age. They look so good.
I think it is awesome. I think it shows that they still got it. Same with the women.
I'm 24 years old, and I'm attracted to 50-year-old men.
Then I ask the ladies if they feel weird about their unexpected attraction to men their dad's age.
Not at all. With bodies like that, my dad doesn't even compare. My dad is sitting at home with his magic bullet, mixing a margarita instead of a protein shake.
But fantasizing about and acting on are two entirely different things. So would these ladies actually consider going for one of these men?
Why not? You've only lived once. Does that count as RX?
Even the women who aren't into silver foxes themselves found value out of the sight they saw at the Masters competition.
So, my aunt is single, and she's 55 plus, and I showed her some of the photos of Gord McKinnon and Terry Peters, and I said, any of these fellas look good to you? So I've been shopping for my aunt in the Masters category the whole weekend.
58-year-old Richard Roston takes down the snatch event in the men's 55 to 59-year-old category. He was humble when I told him that women half his age have been checking him out all weekend.
Oh. Well, you know, it certainly is a compliment, and it makes you feel good that you can still present an attractive persona at almost any age. You know, our culture is aimed mainly for youth. And as we're aging, especially the baby boomers such as myself, we really don't want to get older.
But for Richard, being able to pick up younger women isn't the reason he CrossFits. It's just an added bonus. The best part for him is the fact that he's never felt younger.
I generally feel stronger and better than I did even 4 or 5 years ago. That's the exciting part because, I mean, normally people lose 1% of their muscle strength per year after the age of 35. And I'm stronger now than I was in my 20s, when I was in actually quite good shape. I don't feel I'm aging at all. If anything, I feel I'm getting younger.
Richard is feeling so good these days that the second the grueling 3-day competition ended on Sunday, he was already thinking about next year.
And we're basically starting training again tomorrow. And we're going to be training again tomorrow to be in LA next year.
And it's not just the men who still have their youth. The women, who pretty much all still have six packs, also still have it.
I'll be 51 in a couple of weeks.
59, so I'll be in the 60s next year. I'll be ready then.
Oh, actually, I'm looking better as I get older. I don't think I'm in my 50s. I really don't. Age is just a number.
I feel awesome at 59. I love it. I'm sorry to go into the 60s next year. I want to stay with these girls. They push me.
50-year-old Elaine Polito works as a construction worker. She feels so good these days that she's ready to take on any physical challenge.
It's not just about muscle-ups and snatches. It's about picking up refrigerators and carrying them about 100 feet, as far as I'm concerned.
Her healthy state of mind means that Elaine even manages to see the positive side of menopause.
And I'll tell you, menopause is helping people wondering why I'm ripped. It's hot flashes every hour on the hour for the past year.
All hot and bothered from the Masters competition in California, I'm Emily Beers.